Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. In this week's Enlighten Me, we return to the University of Delaware to how they work from student journalists there. Pieces produced by UD Communications students for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, a longtime first aid journalist, director of UD's journalism program, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with senior Tim Beach, who examines new Gallup polling data on declining rates of happiness in the U.S.
Giggles and screams of joy come easy for children, but as time goes on, that joy is harder to come by. The Gallup World Poll measures global happiness every year and develops a world happiness ranking. What they've found? We aren't as happy as we used to be. Americans 30 and under have shown decreases in their happiness over the past 8 years. As a country, the United States recently dropped from 15 to 23rd place in our global happiness ranking. Tracy Holden teaches a happiness course at the University of Delaware.
Part of, I think, what has happened in the United States in the last, call it, 20 years or so, although it goes back further than that, is the increase in stress. And then also what we've seen is, which everyone knows, the decline in mental health. And so when you have increased stress, increased anxiety, declining mental health, you're going to wind up with a lower level of happiness. It's kind of the way it works.
It seems the most common cause of stress for college students involves the pressure of school.
Probably just because it's such a time-demanding thing and I don't have time to contribute to other parts of my life that I would like to.
That's Lily Rogers, a UD student athlete and pre-med student who plans to go on to medical school. For Carson Kammerer, a sophomore communication student, his GPA is a source of stress.
For sure, grades. Because I like to keep it right on the edge of like failing and passing. So like it comes right up to the last second. And failing is like I don't want to fail class at all.
Holden shared that one of the biggest causes of declining happiness in younger people is the pressure to have everything figured out.
You know, there's this sort of pressure to, I really need to have everything fixed. I need to know what I'm going to do. And there used to be more leeway for, I'll figure it out, and that everyone needs certainty when there's enormous uncertainty.
Holden draws on her own youth for some insight when teaching her happiness class.
Like, I just told a class the other day, I was absolutely stupid until I was 30. I didn't go back to college or back to get my graduate degree until I was in my mid-30s. I didn't finish my PhD until I was in my 40s. It was okay. Was it perfect? No, but it was okay. And so give yourself some time and grace. It will work out if you do the work.
For the University of Delaware News, I'm Tim Beach.
Thanks to senior Tim Beach for his reporting. Next, we hear from rising senior Jake Dunn, who takes a look at the rise in food delivery and why more college students are becoming delivery drivers.
Asking anyone why they chose a job will usually lead to this answer.
I needed to get some extra money.
I really needed the money.
And I really just need some extra cash.
And they each make that extra cash as delivery drivers. Nate Kuoko, a UD student who delivers for Grubhub, compared delivery driving to previous jobs he's held.
I would say it's easier, it's more relaxed, because I can create my own hours.
Nate delivers so he has extra cash, but not for what you would think. Not for groceries, rent, or even tuition.
I like to trade stock options, and it's a lot easier to do that when you have a supply of income coming in.
The delivery job goes beyond UD. Michael Van Kuren, a college student at the University of New Hampshire, gets behind the wheel to help fund more common student financial struggles.
You know, it's just super easy to sign up and commit without really having to make a huge commitment like other jobs where you have to interview and, you know, give them your availability. And, you know, I always have school and work, and I'm also on the club rugby team, so I like that I'm not scheduled to work, but you know, I still have the ability to make money when rent is due or I need groceries.
The ease of signing up and freedom to work when you want made this career choice seem perfect, but while they are behind the wheel, other factors can determine how much they earn.
One time I didn't have service, and so the app just canceled the order, destroyed my rating, tried to contact them, and once I did, they just said, oh, can't do anything. They tried to say I ignored the order.
Back at UD, Nate says that the consistency of work isn't always the same, and this can affect how much money you're making.
The only problem I would have is sometimes I would get like deliveries like a couple hours apart during the day, which wasn't too great. And the money that you make off of it can be a little lack.
According to the latest numbers from Statista, these drivers are part of a $350 billion business, and while they might only get some pocket change, delivering seems to be a solid career choice for busy college students. For University of Delaware News, I'm Jake Dunn.
Thanks to rising senior Jake Dunn for his piece. And we close with another rising senior, Colin Seaman, who reports on the longtime construction of UD's so-called Building X, a new science lab that's set to open within the next year.
The construction continues on what's being called Building X, which is set to open within the next year. The new science lab is replacing the bygone McKinley Lab, which caught fire in the summer of 2017.
When it caught fire, I was there and I was leaving.
Carlton Cooper, a professor of microbiology and virology at the university, remembers that day like it was yesterday.
I smelled something, but this is a lab environment, so you're gonna smell weird things. So I didn't think anything of it, nothing of it at all. We see all these fire trucks, and they announced on the news, McKinley is on fire.
McKinley Lab was closed permanently after the chemical fire damaged the ventilation system, and Dr. Cooper was one of the first to be moved, doing so many times in the few years following.
But then we had to figure out where to go. So we end up going to Drake, and the labs had to be restructured. So every night after, I was coming to every lab section at night, moving stuff and helping the teams. It was a nightmare. We finally ended up moving into ICE, where we are now, the third floor ICE lab.
The process of replacing McKinley Lab has been a long one, taking almost 7 years to be completed. Even though Building X is seen as a major upgrade, students like junior mechanical engineering major Lauren DeSantis find it to be a hassle to navigate to the other buildings.
It's been inconvenient. So my building's Spencer Lab, and so there's construction on my building and then behind my building. So I'm excited to see the new building, but it's been 2 years of walking all the way around to get where I need to go.
Despite the mess of construction, students and faculty are looking forward to the completion of the new science lab, which will re-expand the science department and allow them to have more space to work with.
Like, my current struggles in Spencer Lab is that we don't fit in our building, and having that right there is going to be nice. It's going to look nice. It's going to be open space, hopefully study spaces of some kind.
I think it definitely is going to be better. I think the biggest plus is it'll be really beneficial for our research faculty because they have more lab space to conduct, outstanding research programs. And so we can take Delaware Biological Science Department to the next level.
Exactly when that will happen is still unknown. June is not possible, so for now, fall is the target. For the University of Delaware News, I'm Colin Seaman.
Thanks to rising senior Colin Seaman, as well as senior Tim Beach and rising senior Jake Dunn, for enlightening us this week with their features.